USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial shutdown of the federal government is in its second month, and there is no realistic end in sight. President Trump offered a deal on Saturday that was quickly rejected by the Democrats, in which the president offered temporary protection for Dreamers in return for $6 billion for a border wall. Chris Cabrera is a Border Patrol agent. He tells Fox News what needs to be done along our border.
First off, we're going to need some type of barrier on the southern border to help those, to help us funnel those that are trying to avoid detection. And the other thing, we need to close this catch-and-release loophole that we have going on right now.
The White House is promising there will be a State of the Union address next week. But where? Well, that's still a bit up in the air. The president hopes to give the speech on the 29th in Congress, but it could happen outside of Washington, D.C., or possibly even in the Senate. The Dow on this Tuesday was up 303 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system, you know, just take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A top Fox News anchor and his family survive a serious car crash. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Anchor and executive editor of Fox News Channel's special report, Brett Baer, says he and his family were involved in a Monday morning crash in Montana. Baer says in a statement released on Tuesday morning that he and his wife and their two sons were in the car headed to the airport after a weekend of skiing when they were involved in a major car crash. The 48-year-old says a passing motorist stopped and helped the family out of their flipped vehicle. He says first responders then got them to a hospital quickly, from which he says they left banged up but alive a few hours later. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House is moving forward on its plans regarding the State of the Union address, which even include the possibility of making the address outside of Washington, D.C. The State of the Union address is scheduled to take place next Tuesday at approximately 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The face-off that has gone viral between a drum-beating elder and a Catholic teen have many people wondering whether this was an encounter that was random or it was set up or staged by political activists. Covington Catholic High School has canceled classes today due to security concerns, and Jill Hamlin was a chaperone on the field trip. She tells Fox News how things all went down before the cameras started rolling.
We were all just gathered on the steps. You know, we had obviously heard the horrific insults that were thrown at our children by the Black Hebrew Israelites, mm-hmm. and the boys were gathered on the steps, and they, I don't know why Nathan Phillips chose Nick Sandman.
Hamlin also says a group of protesters with the Black Hebrew Israelites also stirred the pot.
Well, we were standing there, and we looked, and all of a sudden they turned their attention to our group, and they were screaming horrible, horrible things that I will not repeat to our children, to children, not adults. They were screaming them at children. This continued, and the boys asked if they could do one of their school cheers because they wanted to drown out the hatred that was being said to them.
Right.
And one of our teachers said it was okay for them to do their cheer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.